Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
If it has a score, we cover it more. From football to lacrosse, hockey to baseball, we've got what you want. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, happy Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, episode number 40 of the big program. Lordy, lordy, look who's 40. Coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. It is the warm-up. No Darren DuPont, but he will join us later on for the OT show. He is on the sponsor's couch here as we go into the opening segment of the program. Very pleased to be joined by Addison Richards, former Winnipeg Blue Bomber and a first-round pick in the CFL draft, and John Frenzy, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster, and gentleman. I have spent the last 3 hours going over NFL coverage on ESPN, NFL Network this morning, and now we're going to do the exact same thing with CFL coverage because we got a lot to talk about coming out of the Thursday night football doubleheader. Last night, the Calgary Stampeders eking out a 17-16 victory over the Red Blacks in Ottawa. Rick Campbell still defending himself today on his nearly game-ending decision to take the safety, ended up giving the Stampeders the game. And then the Edmonton Eskimos blanking the Toronto Argonauts 26-0 in front of a season-high crowd at Commonwealth Stadium. I mentioned these guys with us this morning. Also coming up, Otha Foster, Marcus Ball, a couple of free agent CFL linebackers going to join us, and bound for the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, Jim Hopson. And as I was on, he'll be with us in the bunker, but as I was on Winnipeg Radio this morning, TSN 1290, I mentioned last night's games were all just window dressing for tonight's main event. Friday Night Football, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So, gentlemen, start your engines. We are off. Lynch, I'll start with you. Your take on last night's games.
Not much. Pretty bad football. I didn't think much of it at all. I was very amazed at what the coach, Rick Campbell, did of the Red Blacks. Very questionable decision. Gave the Bombers good, real good field position, particularly when you're kicking off to, and you know who's going to catch that football is Terrence Williams, who's a speedster. Great return average last night, I think, 13 yards every time he touched the football. So they got the 40-yard line, two passes. They
were okay, done. So I'll go with you on this. 6 hours of not tremendous football, 5 minutes of must-see TV was the end of the Calgary game. Addy, what did you think of that?
First of all, it would have been nice to see my buddy Richie Sindani come through and score a potential game winner. But that's football. That's sometimes the way the ball bounces. But yeah, just echoing what you said, Lynch, just a questionable choice to give up the 2 points. And then you're kicking off and you have Rene Paradis, who's a pretty good kicker in his own right. He can probably hit from 50, 60 plus. You're playing good on defense. You have a Noel Thorpe coach defense. That can definitely come through to make a stop, and you didn't really give them any confidence, so that's how the way the game went down.
Were you watching it at home?
No, I was at work, actually, so I just kind of caught the highlights. And
you said you weren't.
The gist of it on Twitter.
Yeah, you're around Twitter.
Bomber defensive line, Addison, really isn't that great.
Hang on, who the Bomber defensive line?
Yeah. Who's, not Bomber, the Red Black.
The Red Black?
Yeah. You think it is?
The whole defense has only given up 12 points to that point, right? So whether or not they were getting after Arbuckle or not.
Which they were.
They were keeping them off the scoreboard. Yeah. And that's the main thing.
Well, so I'm watching the game at Greco's and on a family birthday, and I got my brother-in-law. He's watching the game with me. We actually got our phone up on TSN Go app. It was not popular, by the way, with my family, but we got to see this. And I'm thinking when they got backed up where they were around their 10-yard line, I'm okay. Well, they got Richie Leone here. He's got the biggest leg in the league. He's leading the league in punting average. He'll boom it deep, boom an arrow, and they'll play defense. They'll get out of here with a win. And my brother-in-law is like, no, they could give up a safety here, and they could kick off, and they could still play defense. The difference being when they gave up the safety, they were only up two. So a field goal loses you the game. That's where the game was lost. And as you mentioned, Paradis, you would talk about kickers. He could have made it from 50 at least, 55. So it played right into Calgary's hands. And Lynch, I know you hate Edmonton more than Calgary. However, this was not a good result for the Saskatchewan Roughriders or any other West Division team that Calgary would be allowed to wiggle off the hook like they were. That was vintage Calgary, Bo Levi or not, which we should get into the fact that Arbuckle does not look a lot different than Bo Levi in the pocket.
Arbuckle looks real good, guys.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. But I'm just thinking, typical Calgary horseshoes again.
Well, I'd use another word there, horse something else. Yeah, and I knew it was going to happen. You know, I'm sitting in the Chesterfield, nobody's there. Then I start swearing, the wife goes crazy, because I knew it was going to happen, and it did. Just how many times have you seen the Stampeders, in particular you guys, beat Ottawa in a close tie game, a close game that could have been tied, and they beat him by 1 point in Ottawa. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I know. But the thing is, Ottawa just gave it to them.
And of course they did.
Why is Calgary always the recipients of boneheaded plays? And you mentioned against Ottawa, but it's against a lot of teams. They came back against the BC Lions in week two, who scored 14 points. The Stamps did in the last 2 minutes. Now, Addison, Rick Campbell's in under a lot of fire. That's their fourth consecutive loss. How much heat should he be facing this morning, do you think?
Quite a bit, actually. But to his credit, he's sticking by his decision. And as a head coach, that's what you have to do. I mean, you make a decision. You hope that your players can come through with a stop. They didn't. And he's probably already on to next week. So that's kind of life in pro sports. You make a decision, you live with it. It's either going to win you the game or it's going to lose it. And he's moving forward. So credit to him for that.
Yeah, but I don't think the media and fans are ready to move on.
No, the media and the fans, no, they'll be on it until kickoff next week.
Not quite ready to move.
You had a question. I mean, to me, pretty simple. We've had the general manager on and the guy who does the play-by-play for the Red Blacks right on this in this set right
and
here.
Rick Campbell we've had on,
and
too.
I grilled them both. I don't understand why they traded Trevor Harris and Greg Ellings and Powell, too. Why would you give up three stars of that caliber? I mean, they were making too much money. They bring in inferior people, so you lose. That's not the way you run a sports team, is it?
No, you have to. You have to certainly reward players for their performance, and those three guys have been instrumental in that franchise building into a perennial contender. But on the other side, if those players want to keep winning, they have to compromise, right? They have to make it work within the salary cap. I mean, you either want to win or you want to get paid, and obviously,
you don't get what they did. They got rid of three stars.
Well, they but you know it. Why, John?
I
why
know
are,
why.
Why are you peppering Addison about it? Addison didn't do it.
No, but I'm just surprised.
No, it is surprising. No, absolutely, yeah. You'd think
I
could make one
maybe, yeah. But you got to keep two or at least one of the stars. You can't give away
you
all three.
You can't give away all three.
Well, I thought it was very romantic in mid to late January that Trevor Harris was saying he wanted to re-sign in Ottawa. The Red Blacks said, we want him back. And 5 minutes into free agency, he's an Edmonton Eskimo. So you can't go by what you believe. But Lynch, if I may, you're ranting about things you already know the answers to. And that is that Marcel Desjardins does not want to overpay at certain positions. Doesn't matter the position. That's the Eric Tillman strategy, and it works. But for a boneheaded decision by Rick Campbell, who I love, they win the game last night, even without Trevor Harris, Greg Ellingson, and Sir Vincent Rogers, and all these other guys. So I still think Ottawa knows what they're doing. Now, moving on, the Toronto Argonauts.
Yikes.
Where do we start? Where do we start? Addison blank last night in Edmonton. Did you get home in time to watch any of that game?
I didn't get a chance to see that game, but checking out the stat lines, it obviously wasn't an air show for the no. for the Argonauts, and it kind of starts there. I mean, the CFL obviously is a quarterback-driven league. You have to be able to pass the ball, and right now they don't have a guy that scares defenses, and to this point, they really don't have a run game either. James Wilder has not been, I guess, James Wilder of the past, right, after he sort of went on his rant to get a bit of a pay raise. So what do they really scare you with? And really, it's nothing. And the results were that last night. They didn't put up a single point.
Apparently, Argos GM Jim Popp is shopping now some of his assets. Three Down Nation reporting this morning that Sean Lemon is on the trading block. Who knows whether there's going to be any interest or not. Clark running our Twitter feed back here. Clark Monroe, our producer, which I learned this morning, is named after Clark Gillies. There's some trivia for you, Lynch. You love...
big, tall guy.
Yes,
now.
Yeah, exactly. He's asking, who would the Riders want from the Argos roster? I said nobody.
That's right. I have to agree with you.
In retrospect, maybe there are a few guys for sure. But the question here, I'll put that to you guys. Who might any teams in the CFL want off that Argos roster if the yard sale is officially open? It's Friday. It's garage sale season.
Unless they're giving up Rainey and Walker for draft picks, I don't think there's anybody.
No, I don't either.
Armand Edwards.
Yeah, he's
pretty fast.
He's a solid player. Yeah.
Makes a big play. Awe, the middle linebacker.
Micah Awe. He is an outstanding player.
Outstanding linebacker. And guys, that's about it for me.
There's not a lot.
I mean, it's terrible. You look at that roster and you don't know half the players. I don't understand that philosophy at all. Brennan, you bring in a complete house cleaning and bring in a bunch of new guys. Oh, they don't know what's going on yet.
Blake Brown, trucker from Kendersley, writes in on the Facebook wall. He says, Darrell Walker, there is actually... I think there is significant talent there. When I said I wouldn't want anybody, I probably spoke too soon. But there is an horrendous culture in Toronto. That's where things need to change. And by the way, how do you change that? I don't know, because I've never coached or managed in the CFL. Addison, how would you go about changing a culture? Although you were part of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers as you've seen this culture change there. So whatever they're doing seems to be working.
Well, what they have working, they have a city and a fan base that is behind them, although it might not seem win or lose, but win or lose.
Yep.
With the Argos, you just don't have that. It's in shambles right now from top to bottom, from the fan base, the management, the players. And I think, like you said, they're kind of in need of a house cleaning and almost just a rebrand or a rebuild or something just to get things going in the right direction.
Well, Torrey Gurley, who you played with for a cup of coffee in Winnipeg. How long was that? A training camp and a bit?
It was probably a third of a season.
Yeah. Which I talked to Torrey the other night, and he said, I would be shocked if anybody in Winnipeg had anything bad to say about me, and you don't, right?
Not a thing.
Yeah, you weren't even sure why he left, and Torrey told me the other night that it was because he didn't care for the offense. But anyways, he talked about the Argos culture. They were all upset at Torrey for saying they probably won't win a game, and he didn't care. Torrey's probably watching this morning. Prove me wrong. That's the whole... Prove me wrong. Because this morning on TSN 1290 Winnipeg, Westwood and I agreed... There's a very good chance the Argos will not win a game this year. Can you guys see it, the way it's going?
Well, I would have said no way, but I think after watching them on Saturday, definitely a possibility that they don't win another game. I mean, last night, I think they're just terrible. I would say there is definitely a possibility they will not win a game this year, and I mean, that would be incredible.
What do you think, Addison?
After last week when they... had a competitive game against the Stamps, I thought, okay, maybe this is a building block. Maybe this is a step in the right direction. But after last night, it's really hard seeing them beat any of the other teams in the league right now.
But who's going to go to the games?
Well, that's...
They weren't to begin with, I mean, right? And now this.
Mums and girlfriends and side girlfriends.
They're saying, yeah, that's side. Yeah. Well, you're still... are going to go.
Addy, you still consider yourself a Rider fan, correct? Or no?
I would consider myself a Blue Bomber supporter, but I still kind of keep my finger on the beat of what's going on in town.
Well, that's why you grew up a Rider fan,
of
obviously.
Course, yeah, so it's hard to, yeah. It's hard
and
to
Lynch,
break that. Yeah.
You a Rider historian. Because I'm staunchly defending Corey Chamberlain here, I don't want to see him fired for a few reasons. There are several. One of the reasons is if whoever you bring in there, Jimmy Johnson's available, what's he going to change? Nobody can change what's going on in Toronto. So how are you blaming Corey Chamberlain, whose losing streak has now hit 15? Let's look at his quarterbacks. So I put out a tweet with some wrong information last night because I looked at... He's had no quarterback through... Certainly hasn't had Ricky Ray through these six games. And then with the Riders, he had Darian Durant for a half when this streak started. The first loss of this 15 games. We all remember it. You know, his Achilles snaps. There's that. So then was it Kevin Glenn came in? You're going to have to help me with this. Because the years kind of meshed together. Then
Rick, whatever, Rick, you know, remember Rick?
There was no Rick.
Yes, it was.
No, there wasn't. The guy from
Pittsburgh.
Tino Cinceri. Wasn't Rick.
No.
Tino. That's Tino's brother, Rick Cinceri, you're thinking about. Yeah. No, Tino Cinceri. Brett Smith. Like, this is not the road to Canton, the guys that I'm about to list off here right now. Brett Smith, and then I was kind of going through my mind, well, it was when Chamblain was fired at Labor Day, then it really got bad. Keith Price started a game. Yep. You know, where's he? Yeah. So my point is, why is everybody pointing out Chamblain's streak? And by the way, knowing Chamblain as well as I do, and we've spent many... We've had a lot of windshield time, if you will, driving around this province, going to banquets and stuff, talking about stuff. I love Chaim. I think this is unfair. But if the CFL record for consecutive losses, which is currently held by Forrest Gregg at 17, falls to Corey Chamblain, he won't be able to live with that.
No, I won't. No. He won't.
It's not his fault.
Winner all the way, and it's tough, though. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do for the next game. How are they going to get people to come to the park? Why would you go?
I think getting people in BMO Field is the last concern of the Toronto Argonauts today. Winning a game.
They got some good players, like Darrell Walker, good receiver.
Totally.
They're not, and running back, Winston's a good, or Wilder's a good running back. So yeah. I don't know what's happening there. Do you? I mean...
They don't have a quarterback.
No,
am I speaking Chinese?
McLeod Thompson speaks.
And that's the thing. Going back to last year, I really liked Bethel Thompson. Yeah. I thought there was something there. Yeah. Like there was that one, I can't remember the opponent, but he threw a game-winning touchdown to Edwards, I think.
Yeah.
And
that's right, he did.
Yeah, and I thought this guy might be something that you can build around, but he's just really sort of kind of went downhill this year.
Today's poll question, and by the way, I'm just upgrading my Instagram story with these two jabronis, at Rod Peterson Official. The poll question today for Capital Auto Mall and Universal Collision Center is, will there be a coach firing in the CFL by Labor Day? And we sat here in our pre-show meeting and fiddled around with how we were going to word this. And Addy was part of that, and Lynch, and the guys all over. How are we going to word this so nicely to not piss off some other teams?
Jeremy Lavely says, Pop will be coaching in the bye week.
Well, so on our ride up here, as I always pick up Lynch at his palatial South Regina estate, you said the exact thing, Lynch, that Jim Pop will take over the Argos. That's your prediction.
Right.
So, and yeah, what's he going to do different? I don't know. But the question, I haven't looked at the results yet, but you can vote on the poll on our Twitter feed, at Rod Peterson Show, on our Facebook page, or our website, rodpeterson.com. Will there be a coach firing in the CFL before Labor Day? And I think we're talking about Toronto, obviously. A lot of heat on Rick Campbell, guys.
Oh, there can't be heat on Rick Campbell. He's been in three Grey Cups in a row and won one. Come on. And Eastern champion three times. If there's heat on him, then it is just ridiculous. Football is ridiculous.
I didn't say there should be. I'm just saying there is. Wow. And then there's Devon Claybrooks out in BC, which we'll talk about that with Addy coming up and John here in the
big
bunker.
Big crowd last night in Ottawa. You know, they love the Ottawa Red Blacks still. They thought they were going to win the football game. They're heartbroken.
But they should have, but for a boneheaded decision by the head coach.
How many should haves that we've seen? How many should haves that we've seen? Should haves, could have, you know, how many times? But I agree
with you. What's your point?
Calgary is unbelievably lucky, and it bugs me all the hell, as you know.
We got to take a break. Lynch is just... This is what I call football Tourette's. He jumps all over the place. Great crowd in Ottawa. Calgary's lucky.
Bombers D-line.
Bombers D-line. Yeah, exactly. We'll break. This is the warm-up. It's all CFL today on the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com. Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
Employee pricing is back.
Yeah, it's my favorite time of the year.
You pay what I pay.
We get amazing discounts when we buy a car.
And this month, you can too.
Car, truck, SUV, doesn't matter.
You pay what we pay.
Get savings up to $19,000 on new Ford F-150s. They're starting as low as $32,999 plus tax, and no one has more of them than Capital Ford.
It's like you work here,
but you don't have to.
You pay what we pay!
Houston, we have a problem. Join Rod and the gang in Houston this December. Rod Peterson's VIP sports experience with Uniglobe Travel. Enjoy 5 nights in beautiful Houston, Texas with the Rod Peterson Show. See the Houston Texans and the Denver Broncos on NFL Sunday. Plus, the Houston Rockets and exciting NBA action and so much more. Visit rodpeterson.com for more information and to sign up now.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Lay back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Oh, no Jeep for Lynch and I this morning. We left Big Bird in the barn. And you're happy about that.
Yeah, I'm together. I'm not shooting up.
You're so afraid of riding in my Jeep. I don't understand why you'd be afraid.
Oh, you don't understand why I'd be afraid.
Friday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, home of the first ever Rod Peterson Show watch party. Saturday, 5 o'clock for the Riders and the BC Lions. Come on down and join us as we watch the game of Ballers, Regina's newest entertainment destination. The Argos are still looking for their first win of the season. Shaquelle Cooper recorded 128 yards rushing and a touchdown as the Eskimos blanked the Argos 26-0 on Thursday Night Football. Earlier, the Ottawa Redblacks fell 17-16 to Calgary for their fourth straight loss. Tim Beckham hit his second Grand Slam of the season, and Kyle Seager connected for a solo drive, leading the Seattle Mariners to a 10-2 victory over the lowly Detroit Tigers Thursday night. The Blue Jays were off. Pau Gasol is heading to Portland. The Trailblazers announced that they have added the 39-year-old six-time All-Star to their roster. Gasol has won the Larry O'Brien Trophy twice with the Lakers. His brother Mark Gasol helped the Raptors to their first NBA championship this season. And again, that is your Friday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, home of the Rod Peterson Show watch party tomorrow at 5. I don't know where to go. We got so many balls in the air here. I got a list of topics here. People on the Facebook feed have their questions. Ron Satowski writes in, says, why did the Riders fire their defensive line coach? And that's Mike Shepper, who was announced yesterday. The team has let go. Fairly shocking, I think, for just about everybody. I spoke very briefly to Shep yesterday. Clearly, Craig Dickinson didn't want to get into the reasons in his post-practice media scrum yesterday. There is no more dedicated or hardworking coach than Mike Shepper. I think, from what I understand, I think the best term you could use is philosophical differences. But here's one thing that all you viewers peering in from outside Regina and don't know what it's like here need to know. My daughter babysits Mike Shepper's son. That's how everything's intertwined around here.
That's right. Wow. That's
you know
right.
what I mean? Uh-oh. So, although I don't have all the details, I'll get them. But I wish Mike Shepper well and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Mike Shepper is one of those guys that came over with Jones. He's in that pack of coaches that follows Jones everywhere. And he came over here from Edmonton. He's a champion. He is an excellent coach. So the details may come out. They may never come out. That's up to the Rough Riders and Mike Shepper.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that I thought everybody loved him. Just got married, by the way.
Well, it's been a while, but...
I'm really surprised that I thought he was a heck of a coach. And it wasn't, I don't think, because I thought, well, maybe they thought he was too soft. Maybe somebody thought he was too soft. But I don't think that's the case at all. Some people said they might have thought he was too tough because he really is a solid coach. And I don't know where they're going to get a replacement, a really outstanding replacement of the capability you need in this league this time of the year. The only choice I can think of that can help this team is Mike Benavides, who's the former BC Lion head coach, right now on the panel for TSN. I don't know if he'd want to come to Saskatchewan as a defensive line coach or not. He seems to be enjoying himself on the panel.
He wants to coach. I thought you, Lynch, and the car ride up here had Benavides coaching the Argos next week. Wasn't that your BLP, your bold Lynch prediction?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, no, this take about that. That is distinctly a good, real one. That's more realistic than coming to the Riders. I think Mike Benavides definitely could be coach of the Winnipeg, or the Winnipeg, the Argos next week.
A blue team. You're close.
This team, this week.
Yeah. Well, Benavides is a Toronto guy.
That's right.
Of Portuguese descent.
Yep.
And it is a nice fit of Mike Benavides to coach the Toronto Argonauts. And I'm not certainly advocating for that. But I think there's a better chance of that happening than him being brought in here to coach the Riders D-line. But Addison, I don't expect you to dabble into this story. But firing a coach midseason, particularly a position coach, is quite odd.
It is, and I don't know. Obviously, we don't know the details of it. I read one thing that maybe they were upset at the production of their defensive tackles, because I know, I guess, Micah and Zach Evans have been not on the stat sheet a ton, and sometimes that falls back on a position coach, right, whether it should or not. But yeah, from everything you guys have said, it sounds like he's a real stand-up guy, good coach, and Maybe Charleston Hughes will just step in and kind of do the player
if
coaching.
If he's coaching it on his own.
Because he looked pretty darn good last week. So
Addison, yeah. You know, at this time of year, come on. Now, it's pretty hard to find a really competent
CFL coach. Extremely tough. Extremely tough. Everybody has jobs right now.
Just wandering around the city. Maybe we can just, a guy off the street. I mean, I'm surprised at it. I'm really surprised that our coach, Dickinson, would do it. That Craig would do that. I don't think that's his type of strategy. So I gather then it must have had to happen. That's the way I feel about it. It must have had to happen because I don't think that's what a Craig Dickinson type coach does.
Yeah. Well, Mike isn't talking about it. Mike Shepard, not sure he ever will. The guy wants to coach again. But the thing is, I've seen on the message boards people talking about, well, this must have something to do with conduct. Believe me, Mike Shepard's not going to do anything that would be a breach of conduct or of a code of conduct with the team. No, this is a football issue entirely. But it really did seem to me that it came out of the blue to Mike. Like he was shocked.
Well, let's be honest. We're all talking about that front four with three guys that are all-stars. Reynolds at the offensive end, or Leonard, I should say, from last year. And the two great ones, all Canadians, Carlton Hughes and Micah Johnson. I mean, they're all-stars, and they were the top players. We got them here. We got three all-stars in that front four. How come we're not playing better? That's a legitimate question.
Yeah. On the Facebook feed, Darren Muller writing in, he says, Bobby Jurison, or am I out to lunch? I'd like to bring up Bobby Jurison for a second in that every time the Riders have a D-line position open, Bobby Jurison's name comes up. And Addison, you told me before the show you were born in 93. So I don't know how much you remember of Bobby Jurison.
It's the guy that rocked the outrageous bandana.
Japanese sunset bandana. Yeah. Oh, one of the biggest stars, A. Lynch, of all time stars.
Right.
And his son Wyatt was playing at Northern Michigan. He actually might still be. Because I don't think he's eligible for the draft until maybe this year or the next year. But anyways, Bobby was not coaching at Northern Michigan. He wants to coach at Northern Michigan. And Bobby himself told me that he would take his lawn chair and set it up just outside the end zone and watch practice every day. And it drove the actual coaches nuts. So I don't know that you have to be in coaching to come into the CFL. I mean, if you've done it, you've done it. But I don't think that Bobby Jurison would be in the offing. Do you, Lynch, for this position?
No, but I wants the coach. I think his wife is saying to him she wants him to stay with her down where they are. And women can tend to do that.
We had that talk in the way up here, too, about wives, Lynch and I. We covered a lot of ground.
Oh, we certainly do. We didn't even talk about Trump, though. Anyway, I don't know how it's going to be. I mean, I would have said Benavides, but no, Benavides is going to go to the Argos this week. So I don't know who he's going to get. They want to spread this big task of that putting that monster defensive line in action all through two or three coaches. They're all loaded down right now.
Yeah, for sure. So we will pause that discussion. We're going out on video chat now, and we have free agent linebacker Otha Foster joining us on this Friday edition of the Rod Peterson Show. Otha, good morning. How's the day find you today, sir?
Good morning, man. I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
We're good, Otha. Lot of things to talk with you about this morning. Let's just, from a football fan turn analyst perspective, what did you think of the Thursday night games in the CFL last night?
Last night, I kind of knew that Toronto was going the way it's going. I mean, Edmonton, they showed up and had a good game. I knew that was going to happen. I pretty much knew exactly what was going to happen last night in those games.
I understand that you're in Edmonton. Is that where we catch up with you this morning?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So what's up? What is up with the life of Otho Foster right now? I mean, I have not seen you declare your retirement. I think you're ready to play. Are you just waiting by the phone, or what's up with you? Did we lose him? Oh, we got you now. We got you now. Yeah, what's up in your career right now, Otha?
Everything you just said right now is going in and out, but what I'm doing right now, I just opened up my own business. It's called Divine Touch Care. It's home health for disabled veterans, and it's home health for their spouse, also for disabled people, elderly people. And so right now, that's what I'm working on. It's, matter of fact, it's something that I enjoy doing. It's coming along pretty well, and you know, it's another thing to be your own boss and focusing on that and being able to get that up off the ground is something that I'm very excited about.
Well, I can tell, and that is exciting and good for you, by the way, in post football to do something, let alone something as noble as that. But are you saying that you won't be coming back to the CFL, or are you staying in shape and prepared for a call?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely staying in shape. If the right opportunity presents itself, I definitely will look at it and weigh my options. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still available. I'm always in shape. I stay in shape. That's just something about me ever since I was joining the United States Marine Corps. So, yeah, that's something that, you know, it's not completely because, like you said, I haven't declared my retirement officially yet. But so if something presents itself, I definitely will give it a look. And I feel like I still got it. I mean, I was an all-star last year. Why not?
Well, and I think, and you're also a Grey Cup champion, and you spent some good time here in Saskatchewan. You also got an NFL look, right? I remember when you came back and from the NFL, and you got hurt in that game in Hamilton. That was a tough break. But I think you're in a case where, correct me if I'm wrong, salary is an issue now, and teams are with the cap are going to go with a younger guy at your position if they can. And I don't think you're going to sign for the league minimum.
Yeah, definitely. That's I feel like that's definitely the issue. That's definitely in my case. I think you're spot on with that. You know, the cap is an issue, especially how the quarterbacks was getting paid and they deserve their money. But a veteran DB, I mean, that's how they mostly treat veteran DBs. I mean, you gotta get paid when you can, and they always find a younger guy for cheaper that can basically go out there and put up similar numbers to you.
Well, that's all a dream, though, isn't it? Put similar numbers to you because they've got to get experience in this league. And you were one of the best we've ever had here. John Lynch here, by the way. I'm sorry you're not back here. I thought you were going to come back with us last year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, things happen, but yeah, that's how it goes. You know, I felt like I was one of the best, played real well last year, had a real good season, but like you said, it's cheaper. Younger guys are cheaper, and that's the way they go in the CFL.
Yeah, Jovan Johnson's battling the exact same thing. But tell me just a little bit about this career that you're in now. Is this the career that your mom was in? And I only ask you this because I know how closely she follows what you do. I put on my website once that you were 6 foot. She wrote me on Twitter and said, "Hey, 6'1". Make the correction." Your mom follows very closely what you're doing. Is this something, line of work, that she is in?
Oh, actually, my mom, she has a master's in science or whatnot, but no, she's actually a therapist. I do have family members. I have a cousin that do have her own home healthcare business who is really showing me the ropes. But yeah, she follows, like, she's on everything. And by the way, I am 6 foot, so she was
wrong. I got it right. Finally, Addy, I got something right. So it broke up earlier. So are you in Edmonton now? Is that where you're doing this, or are you back in the States?
Actually, I'm doing this in the States. Actually, I'm in Edmonton right now. I'm just visiting. I just made it up here Wednesday.
All right. Well, Otha, stay in touch, and I hope that you get that call because you should be able to go out on your terms, although it kind of sounds like you have. And thanks for all you've done, by the way, here for the Rough Riders, because you're a tremendous player and a first-class guy, and I appreciate you coming on this morning.
Man, I thank y'all guys for having me, man. I love your show. I love basically everything you've done. So y'all have a great day.
Thank you so much, Otha, for sure. Number 20, Otha Foster, joining us on video chat. And actually, from the very first week of this show, we've been trying to get Otha on and just get the right timing and everything. So it's nice to have a player like that love the show and love everything that you've done.
Good guy, great ball player.
Absolutely. But Addison, that's a thing. This BC particularly, when you're going to pay $725,000 to your quarterback, and then you got a guy like Otha on the street, or Jovan Johnson, guys that are proven in the league. It just doesn't seem right to me.
No, and I mean, he brought it up and you brought it up, the whole idea of younger, cheaper. It doesn't always work. I mean, you got these guys out here, these veteran players, these proven players. I mean, I remember him in his time with the Riders, certainly, and he was a phenomenal player.
He's a killer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't somebody like BC, who's struggling, who obviously needs those veterans in there, why wouldn't they give him a call?
Well, by the way, we do have another free agent linebacker coming up here in hour one, by name Marcus Ball. But and we will get into the Winnipeg-Hamilton game tonight because it is Canada's game of the week. But just to BC, Addison, I mean, you and I both thought that they were going to turn it around. Last time we were on here, we said this is the team that's going to do it, and they haven't. What needs to happen for them, do you think?
Yeah, I remember we were talking about if it was time to hit the panic button for those guys, and we both said no.
But
I think now it might
close.
Be. And I think the biggest thing I notice is they just seem very uninspired. Like when you used to watch Mike Riley on Edmonton, he would pull the ball down and take off and run and blow over a cornerback. That entire bench, that entire offense, they were just ready to go. But now when he's taken off, when he's taken these hits, it just seems like they're not rallying to him. They're not trying to pick him up. And at least on the TV copy, when they were playing Saskatchewan, he's in a world of hurt. He's in pain.
See, I can't believe, though, what Herbie's done. Ed Herbie knows what this league's all about.
Yeah.
And why go through this procedure and put $700,000 out to Riley? Sure, he wanted to get him. But I thought he would have figured out how he can keep some real good people on the roster still. But you look at that lineup of theirs, I mean, it's hard to find anybody you know. I looked at it defensively.
But that doesn't matter. That's overrated. Because who was Otha Foster? Who was Weston Dressler?
Yeah,
who was Mike Riley before they showed up and made names for themselves?
But why do we have to wait in the process for them to develop? I mean, what BC's going to do now is asking the fans to stick with them for a couple of years so these guys develop. Same in Toronto. Well, why should the fans do that?
Because they're being asked to pay hundreds of dollars for tickets. They want a winner now.
That's right.
And nobody's patient
anymore.
Nothing
wrong with them. Nothing wrong with that. And they get these guys, they get them cheaper, then they have two great years, and they want a big salary increase. And then what happens? They say, nope, can't be a. And get rid of the guy who's good and try it again. And how often do those rookies that come in that are cheaper turn out? Not that good.
Not that often.
No.
Do you think, Addison, that a salary like Mike Riley's could be a problem in the locker room? I've heard it both ways from veteran CFL players. Some would have a problem with it. Others would say they don't have a problem with it. Is it that split of a personal opinion, or do you think the guys maybe don't want to pick up this $725,000 quarterback off the rug?
I think you're right. I think it is split. It obviously puts a big target on the guy's back, but he's proven. He's proven. He is a winner. I haven't played with him, but I assume he's a great leader. That one's tough.
It is a tough one.
That one's really tough. Yeah.
Would you have an issue if you... Because you came in and signed for what? The league minimum as a rookie?
Actually, our draft class was one of the richer ones, so I was very lucky.
That changed everything, right.
And then they picked Josiah St. John, and that kind of just messed things up.
Did it ever. Good memory.
$80,000, Josiah Johnson. Oh, that's a bust.
Yeah, but he wanted more.
I know he did.
Yeah.
But no, I wouldn't have a problem with it. He's earned the right to have that contract. Of all the guys in the league, and like we talked about, quarterback-driven league, he's up there or has been up there in the top three guys, so... No, I wouldn't have any issue.
But I guess they are worth it. Go ahead, Lynch.
The guys that are getting these increases, getting the new guys come in, and 2 years from now they want increases, then they're turned down. Well, anybody else looking at coming to that team can see what's going on and can't be very impressed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not smart. No. I can't believe these teams would do that, really. It shakes me up. But
well, as players, your window, especially in Canada, when you're not getting the contract that you can essentially retire on, your window to play is very small. Yeah. So you want to maximize those dollars, obviously, without crippling the team.
But what's fun about this, and I don't really get into team construction. I know a lot of people love to be armchair general managers and armchair coaches. I don't. And not with football, not with hockey, because I don't want that job. But in Ottawa, you got a guy in Marcel Desjardins who will not pay above a certain amount at any position, which is the anti what Ed Hervey's done in BC, where Ed went out and just gave $725,000 to one guy, and they're both losing. So that's not to say that either one's right.
Is that salary cap too low at 5.2, do you think?
Of course it is. What do you think he's going to say?
No, you're, this guy's a classy, reasonable guy. I think it should be 7.5, something like that.
I think if you want to be able to afford those guys, right, and keep your stars and all that stuff
and make
everybody happy, yeah, I think a little more money. But where does it come from? It doesn't just come out of thin air, right?
Well, and by the way, so you're limiting what the players can make, you're limiting what the coaches can make, and you're limiting how many coaches you can have, yet I don't see the presidents or the commissioner taking a pay cut or a limit on them. You tell me if that's right, because I don't think that it is. And by the way, they're telling me that Marcus Ball is getting set and ready to join us, so we will pause here. But what a year it would be to have the Atlantic Schooners have an expansion team, because you would have Kevin Glenn at quarterback, Weston Dressler, Rob Bagg catching the ball, Otha Foster, Marcus Ball, Jovan Johnson on the D side of the ball. There's Chip Cox would be out there, Adarius Bowman. I don't know what free agent offensive linemen are out there. They're all pretty much snapped up.
It'd be the 2010 All-Star team.
It would.
In the inaugural season.
They're already too old, and they don't even have a team yet. Anyways, I think it would have been fun to watch.
That would have been pretty cool.
That would be cool. We'll take a timeout. We're talking CFL football this morning on the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com, and podcasts at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Sports talk on demand. Head to rodpeterson.com to access all of the content you may have missed or want to hear again. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, and it has been a fantastic Friday. John Frenzy staying through the duration, coming up in hour two. Jim Hobson, former Rider president, bound for the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. Now, apparently, Marcus Ball, we had him, and then he logged in while we had Otha Foster, so Marcus logged out, and now we can't get a hold of Marcus Ball. So we will. Addison Richards with us, second-round pick of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. corrected me in the break. Thanks, Addy. Addy Gold. You asked me if it was true that Corey Chandlin is also the defensive coordinator of the Argos. I did not know that. I just went to the big board. I looked it up, and he is. Why would you ask that? Why do you think that's significant?
Well, just wondering if they did think of bringing Benavides in, and obviously Chamberlain being a great defensive mind in his own right, if you brought those two guys in on the same roster, bringing in kind of a fresh mindset at the head coaching spot. But then Lynch mentioned, again, you go back to the coaches, the number of coaches and the coach's salary and how that would play in. So I just thought that'd be an interesting scenario if that were to happen.
I'm trying to man a couple of phones here at once.
Where did you go?
You'd think I'd be used to it by now. Prairie Mobile text line is open, 840-8777. 306-840-8777. If you're listening to the program, not watching, you can't comment on Facebook. Text us your comments and thoughts. By the way, we have invited the Prairie Mobile people to come down to our first ever watch party on Saturday. You sponsor the show, you'll get invites to all the great events. Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Riders and Lions, watch it with us at Ballers Rec Room. Our Friday poll for Capital GMC Universal Collision is, will there be a coach firing by Labor Day in the CFL? Gentlemen, do you want to? What do you think the result? 79% are saying one of the two. What do you think it is?
Yes.
Yes. 79%, Lynn, say there'll be a firing in the CFL?
Yes, and two if BC loses.
Oh, you think it'll be BC first? You're going out on that limb?
Yep.
Well, John already has Mike Benavides as coach of the Argos by next week.
Right.
That's your bold prediction.
Oh, right? Yeah, that's a bold prediction. But that's a pretty easy one. He's sitting there waiting to do it. He'll talk himself into the job tonight. He did last night, damn near, sure. Oh, he'll be coaching the team, sure. He won a great cup in BC. The guy can coach.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. Listen, Addison, you as Bomber alumni, we do have to talk about the game of the week. I can't believe it's taken us this long. You said you're still a Bomber supporter. Am I correct in saying a fan as well? Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, they've been very good to you. Your take on this game tonight. I think it's going to be outstanding. Myself, two highest scoring teams in the CFL. Are they going to shoot the lights out at the coffee cup tonight? The donut box, they're calling it?
The donut box. It'll be a great game. I'm excited to see Big Hill back there, healthy. I think Winnipeg's going to do a little bit better. I don't know if it's going to be as competitive as people think. I think Winnipeg is just playing too well in all three phases. I could see this one being a little more one-sided than people think.
Wow.
My bold prediction of that.
And no Simone Lawrence for the Ticats. How much of an effect? I think that'll have a big effect.
That'll have a big effect. He's their emotional leader, not just for the defense, but for almost the entire team. And he's a good player in his own right. So that'll be a hole in their defense. That I'm certainly the Lapolis offense and the offensive line will go after that replacement. So no, I think it'll be a good showing for the Bombers.
Addison Richards is predicting a blowout by the Bombers. Double digits, at least we can say that in Hamilton tonight.
I think so. I think that they're just so focused, and they're not taking anybody lightly, obviously. But I think that they're so focused, offense, defense, special teams, that yeah, they could really lay one on tonight.
Frenzy, what do you think is going to happen tonight?
I agree with him. I think Mike O'Day is just a great coach, a Canadian, played in the league, great linebacker, great story, doing a sensational job in Winnipeg. Really got that team playing really good football on every area of the game, offense, defense, special teams. And how about the new, what's that running back name, Hightower?
Lucky Whitehead.
Lucky Whitehead, yeah. I mean, they recruit him in the offseason. He's just icing on the cake. I think it'll be a pretty good game, but in the end, it'll be 42-29 for the Bombers.
Wow. So a lot of points, a lot of lights being burnt out on the scoreboard at Tim Hortons Field tonight. I saw Simone Lawrence on Twitter saying that he is not allowed in the stadium nor on the sidelines during a suspension for these 2 weeks, so that he's going to go out and party with the fans at the tailgate before the game. Do you think that's a good idea, Addison?
I'm a bit split. Like, it's pretty awesome. In one respect, because
that's the CFL for you.
Exactly, that is being, you know, you're accessible as a player and even as a star player. But at the same time, you know, what kind of message does that send? Like, I'm on a suspension and I'm going to go live it up and party. So
no way.
Well,
I'm a little bit. Yeah, I'm sure
he was
a little bit
hammered.
No, of course not. No, that would. Then again, that could be the CFL. We had a lineman chugging a beer in the end zone that one time. So
John Gott. Yeah,
legendary. But no way, guys. Come on. I'll see what Hobson thinks about it. He's a ride, by the way. I think that's ridiculously stupid by Simone. I mean, that's just shoving it at the league. No, stay out of there. Stay home and watch the game.
Hmm. I don't have a problem with it. That's the charm of the CFL. That's actually what we need to get back to, I think, is these kinds of things. That's the kind of thing that the CFL was built upon. Apparently, shortly after my appearance on Winnipeg Radio this morning, the hosts were talking about Paul Lapolice drawing NFL interest as a coordinator or even a position coach. You got to start somewhere. You played for him, Addy. Do you think that could be in the offing?
I think he's a CFL guy. I really do. I have all the respect for him. He's one of the best coaches I've ever got to associate with. I see him like once in off season. I go help out with one of his camps. I think he's a CFL guy. That's where he's going to make his money for the rest
of his life. But the CFL might need him more than he needs the CFL.
Very true. Very true. I just think that his mind, his offense, the way that he uses motions, obviously not as applicable in the American style game. If he gets the opportunity, like, by all means, go take it. I mean, it's a chance to measure yourself. Obviously, probably a little bit more dollars down there.
But he won't get out of town.
But he, let me tell you that. I don't think so.
Wade Miller won't let him out of town.
I don't think so.
That reminds me. Wade Miller. What about Wade Miller? What about Mrs. Paul?
Mrs. LaPolice?
Mrs. LaPolice. Ex-Regina girl.
She's not. No, she's from Winnipeg, yeah. But she did live here. But these are Al-Qaeda-style technique that Paul LaPolice is using. Did you work at his camp in Moose Jaw?
Yeah.
So I heard he was showing tape to the kids at this quarterback school of the Bombers torching the Riders. That's what all the film was. So he's coming into Saskatchewan.
I can't confirm.
And brainwashing the kids. Is that true?
It was good teach tape, regardless. I mean, it was good.
He thinks it's funny. He told me that at the sports conference we did in Winnipeg. I said, that is terrorist tactics.
And a lot of it was Dressler, too, to make it even worse.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, by the way, do you guys think we see Rob Bagg and Weston Dressler? And we can say Otho Foster, too, because he's Rider alum like those guys, get signed by somebody? Because there's a reason they have not announced the retirement, gentlemen. They are waiting for a call. Do they get it?
I hope so. They're great guys and good football players. Bagg and Dressler and Foster, they can all help teams. That's what gets me. They can help teams right now. Is there still receivers that can catch the football, Bagg and Dressler, and they're make big plays, capable of big plays. And Otho Foster was just an outstanding linebacker here 3 years ago. I can't believe he isn't playing. It's because of this silly, crazy salary thing. I mean, which is ridiculous.
Yeah. What do you think, Addison?
I have to agree. Dressler and Bagg, two guys that I got the chance to train with. I know Dressler throughout the whole this past offseason was physically ready to go. And like you said, both great guys, both great leaders, both guys can help teams. I would love to see them get signed and get a chance to just have some closure, have a finish to their career. Because right now, they're kind of just in that in-between zone right now. So
yeah, they can't move on with their lives.
Exactly, yeah. They're still just waiting for that maybe last opportunity they get. So I hope so. I really do.
Okay, here's what I want to say to you finally. Right now, they could help somebody. All three of those guys could help somebody.
Totally.
But they're not playing because of this stupid salary cap situation, mm-hmm. which is just ridiculous. It's more important to help those teams in trouble than it is to worry about the salary cap. I mean, you know what I'm saying, eh?
Yeah.
I don't.
Well,
salary cap's in place for a reason.
Well,
so.
Yeah, but those guys, it's more important to get those teams better by giving them players like that, signing players like those three.
So you're saying they should be allowed to go over
the cap?
They
should be allowed to sign them. No, not over the cap. Just don't worry about it that much. I don't know. But I think the cap, no, but it's so silly that, we can't because of the cap. So they stay with an inferior talent.
Well, not every league, because the NBA and Major League Baseball have their luxury tax, but the NFL works this way. As a matter of fact, copycat leagues in the NFL, you got quarterbacks making $21 million, and they're paying all the DBs and receivers nothing, because there's so many of them, and the quarterbacks are so important. That's what Ed Hervey's trying to do. It just hasn't worked there. Which reminds me, Addy, before we let you roll and we move into hour two, again, your take on tomorrow's game in BC. I've got the Lions picked to win. I predicted a split going into this back-to-back. I think they win because they simply have to. I know that's kind of a flimsy argument, but I just think the Lions are going to show some pride at home.
No, you're absolutely right, and they do have to win, but I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take the Riders. I'm still liking how Fajardo's progressing. I think after last week, he still has to be a little bit smart when he takes off, because he is taking a bit of a beating. He has to realize he's not invincible, but he's way too valuable. But I'm just loving the flow of the offense. I think a couple guys that aren't really getting enough press are Kyron Moore and Shaq Evans. Like, those guys are playing out of this world.
Mm-hmm. Well, because nobody knew who they were last year. Now they're
somebody.
Now they're somebody, Lynch.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? Well, Shaq Evans was the player of the week.
He certainly
is. So they recognize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on the Cody Fajardo talk, one of my favorite questions is he the next one? Or should I say, could he be the next one? He's the overnight success that's in his fifth CFL season. He's put in his time. Like, if it's not now, it's never for Cody. And you know what? He's making the most of it. He should be very proud of himself for the way that he's played.
Absolutely. And we mentioned it the last time I was here. The Riders haven't had that young guy that they stick with through the growing pains. They've been trying to go out and get the veteran quarterback and still try to bring somebody along. But you can't bring somebody along by having them being the number two. They have to play. And they're going to play well, or they're not going to play well. And you just have to live with that, hoping that they're inching forward to being that starter, that consistent player that you hope they're going to be. And I think he is week by week working towards that. So, it's a big test for him playing a team back to back, a desperate team, like you mentioned. So this will be another measuring stick for him.
Addison, appreciate your time and everything you do for us.
It's great to be back so soon.
Yes. Well, thank you. There's a reason why we're bringing you back so soon. And we'll see if your prediction is true. A Winnipeg mollywhopping tonight of the Ticats in Hamilton. It'll be must-see TV for sure on Friday Night Football. Lynch, you're sticking around, right?
That's right. Addison, I just want to say I really enjoyed you as a Ram. I thought you were spectacular. I look forward to seeing you in the field sometime.
We'll see if it
as
happens.
A coach. Yeah.
No, not as a coach.
I don't know if you know Venson Donaldson.
Yeah, of course.
I was working a camp for him last week, and he's trying to convince me to
go back.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, you look in great shape. Like, you should play again." And I'm just like, "Well,
so you might.
We'll see." It's always in the back of my head. So
wow, look at you.
If
Lynch.
I wake up one day and I feel like taking that challenge on me.
Well, we would expect you to break the news here. That's what we would expect.
You'd be the first.
The Winnipeg people.
You'd be
like
the first guy.
Winnipeg people. Do you like the Winnipeg people? And do they like you?
For the most part, yes. I mean, it was tough when I was sitting with, you know, my knee in a brace, and I was getting kind of some grief from them about, you know, not staying healthy and all that stuff. But overall, great people, very supportive. They love the squad.
Clearly, Lynch wasn't watching your first appearance because we covered all this, right? No, it's fine. There's a lot of viewers that haven't seen it yet. I'm just teasing. Anyways, Addy, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Thanks again.
Hour two coming up. Jim Hobson in the bunker and more, including, we hope, Marcus Ball, free agent CFL linebacker. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live, rodpeterson.com. And podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and iHeartRadio.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Employee pricing is back.
These are all pre-owned vehicles. They all have an employee price. You pay what we pay.
Check out this loaded GM-certified pre-owned 2018 Chevy Equinox. It's employee priced at just $22,998 plus tax. Or get into a GM-certified pre-owned fully loaded Cadillac CTS Luxury. It's employee priced at just $35,915 plus tax.
Employee pricing at Capital GMC.
You pay what we pay!
One of the things that I'm also running into lately is people who have been declined for marijuana use in the past.
Brian Baker with youareinsurable.ca.
Insurers will decline you for more than just your health. They'll decline you for your lifestyle. And in the past, any type of marijuana use over 2 grams a week is going to send red flags up to traditional insurers, because for those people who are suffering from chronic pain, other illnesses such as Crohn's colitis or depression for that matter, that have used marijuana as a treatment, they're probably using more than a couple of grams a week. Now we have legalized marijuana in the country, but don't expect the traditional insurers to have made that change to their underwriting policy. But I do have an insurer that will take care of the client.
If you've been declined due to cannabis, you are still insurable. Don't wait. Talk to Brian today. Brian specializes in finding critical illness, life, and disability insurance for hard-to-insure people just like you. Book your no-cost, confidential, risk-free consultation at urinsurable.ca.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top six forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes? For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.